If I have a self-interest in teaching the teaching of Rumi, what would I do? Cleverly, I will put a knot on the flow of this water. And this is Vajra, right? This is sin. So I'm the Vajra. You see how it works, the Vajra over there? If, with my personal interest, I want to distort or put a knot on the flow of knowledge, I'll be very clever, right? This is what this vizier is all about. Cleverness. Not outside. Inside. Let's say I have a personal interest to read Masnavi in a way that I could pat my shoulder and think that I'm a saint. Could I do that? A lot of people did so. To try to make a better picture of myself, I will put a knot on the flow of knowledge here. This is the vazir. Let's see what this vazir does.
The Christians, said he, seek to save their lives. They hide their religion from the king. Slay them not. The slaying is useless. Religion hath no smell. It is not musk and aloes wood. The scent is concealed in 100 coverings. Its outward form is with greed. The inward is in disagreement. The king said to him, "Tell me then, what is the plan? What is the remedy against that deceit and imposture? So that there may not remain a single Christian in the world, what is the remedy against that deceit and imposture?"
Okay, here everything is clear, right? Vazir actually told the king what the problem is, and king asked for a plan. The plan is not a very good translation, because the word is tadbir. And tadbir, or tadbir, has a lot of good meaning in it, and it's something that you carry on always. First of all, tadbir. Who is tadbir? Secretary. Secretary means dadir, because secretary is the fellow who will organize everything and he will manage the thoughts and things like that. Tadbir, the way in Persian and Arabic is used, means the cleverness. Not only the plan,
taking care of the business,
being clever, finding the trick, and all that.
Would strategy work?
Pardon me?
Would strategy work?
A strategy. Yes, strategy. So he will ask for the strategy. He will say, okay, what can we do about this?
So that there may not remain a single Christian in the world, neither one whose religion is manifest, nor one who is concealed. O king, said he, cut off my ears and hands, rip my nose and lips by bitter decree. Then bring me under the gallows, that an intercessor may plead for me. Do this deed in the public for proclamation, on a highway where the roads run in four directions. Then banish me from thy presence to a distant land, that I may cast mischief and confusion amongst them.
So this is the strategy. The only thing in this strategy was the meaning of Charsu, which is translated, road runs in four directions. The real interpretation of Charsu is Agora. No, not crossroad. Agora.
Marketplace.
The word is Agora, the old Greek Roman word for the most important crossroad of economy, because you know that the economy will settle down in a crossroad. All the big cities are built when a road crosses a river, and river is another kind of road actually, to carry, then in civilization they will build the market, but there is a center which is the heart of the city actually. He will say, do it in the heart of the city, in the public, because they have to believe in this, and they need a show off. That was the trick. Let's see how the trick works.
How the vizier brought the Christians into doubt and perplexity. Then I will say, I am secretly a Christian. O God, who knowest things hidden, thou knowest me. The king was informed of my faith and from bigotry sought to take my life. I wished to hide my religion from the king and profess his religion. The king got a scent of my inmost beliefs, and my words were suspected before the king. He said, your words are like a needle in bread. There is a window between my heart and yours. Through that window, I have seen your state. I see your state and will not heed your words.
I want not to interrupt, but I cannot stop. Because here there is something that is very interesting and something that we should be very attentive. When Rumi is telling the words, he doesn't intend to make it like the Hollywood movies. The Hollywood movies are mainly black and white. The bad guy is completely bad. The good guy is a saint. It's always like that, because they are working on your sentiment. Rumi doesn't do that in his stories. Means there are times that the bad guy will tell you something and you are not supposed to dismiss it because the bad guy is saying the good thing. This is a source of confusion when you make it black and white. Here the king is a very bad guy, but this very bad guy is giving you, he is not giving you. The vizier is coaching him, right? So the worst guy is coaching the bad guy, but you will receive the best message. Because this is the most important thing that you will hear in Masnavi. Heart is not impregnable. Heart is open. From each heart there is an opening to the other hearts. This will make the heart difficult to understand. Especially if you imagine your heart being small and within you. This is what you think when I say your heart, right? Or his heart. Could you imagine the heart bigger than you?
I could.
Susan's case, yeah.
If not for yourself, look at Nelson Mandela. His heart is covering the globe. That's what the heart is. First. Second, do you think your heart is yours? I always said, if your heart is yours, do something with it. Your heart could do whatever it wishes to you, and you cannot do to anything to your heart. So, the heart doesn't belong to you. You belong to the heart. And your heart is bigger than you. And it's not yours. Because at the end, there is only one heart. If not, God looks like a guy with 5,000 apartments here and there.
Landlord?
Landlord with a lot of properties. Because he declared the heart his house. Right? Didn't he say, that's my house? And he didn't let the Satan to go in? That's the heart. To have the heart means to join the people with the heart, means open your heart to others. And that's not an easy thing. Go and check the ending of book 6, you will see the repetition of these things. Whenever he needs a reason, he will say, because there is an opening from heart to heart. The hearts are related because there is one, and that's a difficult subject. We'll try for several years to explain it to you. Mm-hmm. This is what you need us. Here, you say, the king said, because there is an opening from heart to heart, I can see your secret. Here, the bad guy is saying this, but do not mix up the message. The message is that you should learn that heart is open to God. It's not a closed stuff, and heart is not somewhere to hide something. If you want to hide something, you hide it in your brain, in your intelligence.